It's when this pain is increases in nature, for one thing, and also is accompanied by other symptoms such as numbness and tingling, that people begin to get frightened. Also, it's when this pain becomes something that's more or less constant and chronic, and not something that just occurs after work and then goes away, or goes away over the weekend. That's when people get worried and seek care. They probably should be seeking it as soon as they get these achy symptoms and these problems related to some episode in their work life that kind of precipitated this thing, because they can have subtle signs of this early on, but then some explosive episode, such as preparing for a concert, if it is a musician we're talking about, or doing binge work with a computer for many hours, or trying to meet deadlines, being under stress. All of these factors can throw people over the edge, and they'll get a lot more symptoms accompanying their problem. The other interesting thing that I found was that 59% of the people that I saw were actually still working. And so they were working with pain, under a lot of stress. And what that tells me is that this illness is probably underreported, because these are people who didn't go to their employers. They didn't report this. They continued to work. And the reason they continued to work was they were in fear of losing their job. They were in fear of being stigmatized. And they continued to work, and they continued to work to the point where the pain and became difficult, and the problem became worse. So what we have is a population of, shall we say, of underground illness that is not reported, even though the Department of Labor tells us that now repetitive strain injuries are indeed the most common work-related illness, and superseding back pain, which you can't really divorce from this, because a lot of our patients do have compensatory back pains too. That's part of the interesting findings that we've come up with in terms of looking at the history and so forth. And a lot of these people have had, and we saw a couple of people today, a lot of these people have had not a high percentage, but a substantial number, 30 or 40, have been in motor vehicle accidents. And that's a question that the diagnostician, the physician, really has to ask, because the motor vehicle accident can cause brachial plexus, in other words, that group of nerves up in the neck that comes out of the spinal column and then goes down to supply the entire body through various tight spots in the body and so forth, which can cause trouble. But they can get traction injuries of the nerves from these whiplash injuries, which cause then neck spasm and lead to a whole cascade of events that cause a lot of the symptoms that we're seeing. So one of the lessons I learned is that even though people complain about having pain in the hands and the arms, the wrists, and so forth, that when you examine these people thoroughly, and we're not getting physicians to examine these people, partly because the exam involves taking clinical examinations from a variety of specialties and kind of bunching them up and doing them all on that one patient and setting up a protocol. And we've spoken, somebody had asked, do we have a protocol? Yes, you want a protocol with all these clinical tests, because you don't want to forget, you don't want to leave anything out. And so it's important for the physician to have a protocol because he or she can remember everything that has to be done, and that protocol should be followed. And it's also very useful for research, because I've used my protocols to kind of tabulate all these findings in the patients, and it's been very useful, because some of the findings have been very, very surprising to me, although I suspected that a lot of these things existed on an individual basis. So it's important to do a thorough physical exam, and this is not what we're getting. And it's perhaps it's simple dollars and cents. physical examination properly done with the videotaping to look at the ergonomic factors, it's going to take over an hour if you really do a thorough exam. You can squeeze it down to less. But if you want to get a good history and find out what activities of daily living are causing or contributing to the problem, what people can and can't do, all of this information is very important. How did this all start? What other problems do you have? Do you have diabetes? Do you have thyroid disease? Were you in a motor vehicle accident? Because we saw one of our occupational therapists here today who was severely injured and had a traction injury to the brachial plexus, which were giving her symptoms that were like repetitive strain injury. And a lot of the people that we see have brachial plexus problems.